News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. The state Senate approves a measure giving a tax rebate to one major sports team in the state. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat explains.
We are creating a five major sports leagues rebate program based completely on the Quality Jobs Act, cap of $10 million a year per team.
Senator Mary Boren attempted to amend the bill to include women's professional sports teams, but that was rejected. The bill passed by a 35-9 vote. Senate Bill 1200 adopts daylight savings time as the state's year-round standard of time. There was some concern about the sun rising later in the day in the winter. Representative Scott Fettgatter says visibility won't be a problem.
Somewhere in the 7 o'clock hour, you're going to have enough daylight to be able to see in the winter months.
Currently, Hawaii and Arizona are the only states in the country that don't observe daylight savings time. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
All the years of study, all the miles on all the roads, all of the science, all the technology, all the hours, all the skill, all the danger. When it all comes down to it, it's all about the warning. And the team from the locally owned station does it better than anyone else.
News 9 tornado warning. News 9 tornado warning.
Get warned first from David Payne and his team, only on Oklahoma's own News 9.
Nothing says sunshine and clear skies like the smell of fresh-cut grass. And Great Plains Kubota wants you to enjoy the weather. Stop in and check out Kubota's gas-powered Z400 zero-turn mowers. Popular with residential and commercial users, the Kubota Z400 series delivers a professional finish with a comfortable ride. With a variety of features, let Great Plains find the one to fit your needs. Ask about packaging your purchase with a trailer, too. Visit the brand that serves, Great Plains, at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.